Singapore budget 2026 is coming up, and most recently my company, PropNex, has released their wish list for what they hope to see in the coming budget. What's interesting is that this isn't about drastic cooling measure or big policy shock. Instead, the focus is on fine-tuning, improving affordability, maintaining market stability, and encouraging urban renewal. Let me break this down in simple terms and explain why this matters for homeowners, buyers, as well as investors. First, PropNex suggests lowering the ABSD for foreigners buying ultra-luxury non-landed homes in the core central region. Specifically, home priced at 10 million and above. Currently, foreigners pay 60% ABSD, and PropNex proposed reducing this to 30%. As of 2025, the proportion of foreigners buying non-landed private homes has declined to just 2.9% from the peak we've seen at 31.1% back in 2011. Their argument is very simple. This ultra-high-end segment doesn't compete with mass-market buyers. Easing this could help revive demand, improve liquidity, and attract global capital, without pushing up prices for everyday home buyers. Since foreigners also pay more taxes, this is a good source of revenue to be collected to fund community programs such as more CDV voucher for fellow Singaporeans. Otherwise, the government later say they need to raise GST again. Then how? Next, urban renewal. PropNex proposed lowering the on-block consent threshold to 70% for development that are 40 years or older. Many aging estates struggle to hit the current requirement, even though maintaining costs are rising and redevelopment makes sense. Making on-block sales easier could rejuvenate older estates, improve land efficiency, and bring in newer development with modern layout, green feature, and senior-friendly design. Moreover, the Ministry of Law has said that a review of the collective sale regime is currently underway. Ho se liao, have you read the hint? Another key proposal is extending the ABSD remission deadline for developers from 5 years to 7 years, but only for very large size. Massive development take longer to redevelop and sell out. For instance, private residential projects like Bradleview sit on a site spanning over 100,000 square meters, while Pine Grove and Mandarin Garden have site areas of nearly 83,000 square meters and 100,000 square meters respectively. These projects have repeatedly been launched for collective sale over the years without success, partly due to a mismatch in price expectation, the sprawling land size, as well as considerable development and financial risks that developers may potentially face. By extending the remission deadline to 7 years, developers will have more time to market units and may be more confident to undertake larger and more ambitious projects. Again, this can help to serve a broader agenda of urban renewal and encouraging large-scale redevelopment that may have a transformative effect on the neighborhood. For executive condominium, PropNex suggests raising the mortgage service ratio from 30% to 40% for new ECs. Prices have risen significantly over the years, and they believe financing rules should be reflect today's reality. From 2013 to 2025, the average transaction price of new EC has jumped by 88% from 910,000 to about 1.715 million today. Meanwhile, the average HDB resale price rose by nearly 37% from 476,000 in 2013 to 652,000 in 2025. The difference between the two asset classes is a cool $1 million. In view of the large price disparity between the two housing types, it is reasonable to consider adjusting the MSR upwards for new EC purchase to 40% to improve home financing ability, while keeping the MSR for HDB flat at 30% to ensure prudent borrowing. The government has said that it is reviewing the monthly household income ceiling for new public housing flats. PropNex hope that policymakers will similarly look into adjusting the same for new EC buyers. At the prevailing household income ceiling of 60,000 per month, prospective EC buyer will be able to secure a bank financing of around $1 million based on MSR of 30%. Factoring in the bank loan amount, there will still be a shortfall of 372,000 to be paid after the buyer put in a 20% down payment of 343,000, assuming the EC purchase price at 1.715 million. Based on the illustration, the total down payment of 343,000 and shortfall amount of 372,000 will come up to a total of 715,000. Xiao bo, that's why many EC buyers need papa mama money. Else, how to afford? Should the monthly income ceiling be raised to 18,000, the shortfall amount will fall to 252,000 and may be reduced further to 122,000 if the income ceiling is lifted to 20,000 per month. However, it will also mean that buyers will see an increase in the debt obligation with higher monthly home loan repayment. The 15-month wait-out period was introduced in September 2022 as part of a package of cooling measures. It required former private homeowners who have sold their private residential property to wait for 15 months before they could buy an unsubsidized resale HDB flat. With HDB resale flat price growing at a slower pace and transacting volume moderating, in addition to the increase in the number of flats reaching their 5 years minimum occupation period in 2026 to 13,500 units from 8,000 units in 2025, may help to ease HDB resale price pressure. Hence, the lifting of the 15-month wait-out period will help private homeowners who wish to right-size their home and may possibly be beneficial to the en-bloc sales process, as private homeowners will be able to channel the sales proceeds to purchase a resale flat as a replacement home without being stuck waiting. To sum up, PropNest Budget 2026 wish list isn't about pushing price higher. It's about balance, keeping home affordable, renewing aging estate, and ensuring Singapore property market stays stable and sustainable in the years ahead. As what my boss, PropNest CEO Kelvin Fong, added, Singapore tier housing system provide option for every budget, ensuring that everyone can find a home that meet their needs. By fine-tuning existing measure and policy in line with current market condition, we believe Singapore can continue to keep housing affordable for its citizens, support responsible home ownership, and ensure the long-term resilience of the residential property market. 老板说得真好。